on now.
Dear Scott, it's your texts, emails, and letters. Go on, get it off your chest.
First one this morning.
Hello, I met Becky yesterday at One Big Weekend, and she was very lovely. I also met you too, Scott, and you were all right too. Please give me a shout, Liam and Dave from Oxford.
Good morning, Liam and Dave from Oxford. You had quite a lot of fanage at the weekend, didn't you, Becky?
They were really nice. But do you know what? They were so excited to see me that I thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
You know, like you hired those paps for Matt Fincham. These two guys out of nowhere were like, Becky.
You thought
Becky
we hired
the classifieds. And I was like, this is too random to be true. So I just spent the whole time going, are you sure this isn't a joke? And he was like, can we have a picture? And I went, yeah, give me the camera. And he's like, no, with you. I was like, really?
Oh. No. That happened last night as well, didn't it? At the at the Radio Awards.
That was weird.
That was nice.
I think all the pictures at the moment are of me going,
why am I in this picture?
Yeah,
bless. Did he actually say, OMG, are you Becky off Becky's Classified?
Yeah, that's his favourite bit of the show.
Wow.
He did say you were all right too, though.
Yeah, I know, that's
fair. But he preferred you.
Yeah. That's fine. Next.
This was the best weekend Swindon has ever had. From Gary in Swindon.
Thank you, Gary. Is he talking about Radio 1's big weekend? Or is he talking about that pub that invited me along on Saturday night in Swindon?
Saturday, the UK's top Erasure tribute act, plus DJs till 4 a.m.
That would be the best weekend ever, wouldn't it?
Would it?
I think Radio 1's big weekend is what Gary from Swindon is talking about there, to be fair.
But wait, you're not 100% sure, though, are you?
No. Next.
OMG, I'm trying to revise for my finals, but I've just discovered Wings' catalogue on iTunes. Amazing. Trying hard not to press that purchase button. Love ya, Sarah, Liverpool.
Well, Sarah in Liverpool. Yes, Wings' back catalogue is on iTunes.
Is it?
We were listening to it quite early this morning, about 6:30. Would you like to hear some now? Because you feel a little bit...
It will make you feel better, Mark.
Will it?
Well, yeah. Yes, definitely.
Will it soothe my head?
Yes.
I know you're not feeling the best right now, okay?
Right, yeah.
I know you had a little lie down before 6:30. What about if I played this for you, like a bit of... This is our favourite singer, Wing. Tell me this is not cheering you up just a little bit. If you want me to go a little bit more down-tempo with the Wing, if it's too loud for you...
No, this is all right at the moment.
She hasn't started
singing
yet.
It's got me smiling.
Let's go!
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, better disappear. The fire in this eye and the words are really clear. So, baby...
You can see why she was finding it hard not to press purchase.
I like the way she splashed out on new musicians for this album.
Mm. Right, let's take it a bit more down-tempo.
The whispers... In the morning of lovers sleeping tight.
It's just what you need first thing.
Are rolling by light under now. As I look in your eyes.
Oh, Wing.
Has anybody got any Nurofen?
Next.
Scott. Your impression of Westwood sounds like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. John Brown, Coventry.
Oh, it did a bit yesterday.
No, it's only when Westwood talks slow.
That is a little bit, actually.
Yeah. He sounds like that. That is a rubbish impression. It's not my best, is it?
Yeah, but it's a better impression of Mr. Burns than it is. We've accidentally stumbled across you being able to do a good impression.
It's like I said before,
but not
seven.
Of the person you were originally impersonating.
If you do an impression of Mr. Burns, you'd probably sound like Westwood.
Man, I need some hand cream right now.
Who was that?
That was Westwood again.
Oh, right, okay.
My impressions double up. I've only got a limited amount.
Is it 2-for-1 with Mills' impression?
Well, it is, because, like I said, that girl Hannah that used to work here, same impression as my mum.
Yeah.
Hello, Scott. Same.
Yeah.
Same voice. Same
Bog off impressions.
Yeah. Bog off impressions. Next.
Hi, Scott. I always listen to your show and love it. At the moment, my friends and I at Crestwell School are seriously studying for our GCSEs, and we're all a bit stressed and freaking out with final coursework deadlines. Please wish us luck. Cheers. X. From Steph in Eastleigh, Southampton. Brackets. I believe you came to our school. How cool. Laughing smiley.
Yes, Steph, I did, but it wasn't called Crestwell when I was there. It was called Crestwood. That got me a bit confused.
Why would they change it?
They haven't. I think the Posh Radio 4 ladies got it wrong.
Oh, right, okay.
So, big up Crestwood.
They'd rebranded themselves or something.
get away from the Mills Association.
Yeah. At the big weekend, a girl came up to me. She was like, oh, I went to your school. Are you coming to the reunion in July? Now, we've talked about this before. I don't fancy it. Would you go to a school reunion?
No, I don't think I would. I kind of think that I'm still in touch with all the people that I want to be in touch with from school.
I don't speak to anybody from school at all, do you?
Yeah, well, I went to a mini school reunion about 2 months ago.
Because I didn't do the whole college university thing, so like I don't speak to anyone from secondary school at all.
No. Were you treated like a celeb at your school reunion?
They're all really brainy. They didn't have a clue what was going on in my life.
Mm. You don't want to spend a Saturday night locked in a room with a load of 40-somethings, do you?
Why would you be locked in? Is that what happens at reunions?
You just have to do that every time, don't you? Seriously. Next.
Haha, we've done our sats. Amy, age 9, in Lincoln, X.
Okay, Amy, a lot of people are doing their sats at the moment, and to be honest, no one likes a bragger, do they?
Oh, she's pleased that she's got
she's
us done.
9!
Bless her!
Oh yeah, you are 9. But, like I said, a lot of people are doing it at the moment. Don't brag about it too much, Amy.
I'm pleased you got them all finished.
But well done for finishing them.
Any other small children you want to pick on the text before you move on?
Would BBC security let someone in if they said they were here from the future to pick Scott up? Andy, Southampton.
We were talking about this yesterday. There's a website in America where you give them money and when time travel's invented, they'll come back and get you and you get the money back with interest and... I was considering a PayPal payment yesterday, but no one appeared, did they?
No. You didn't go time travelling yesterday, then?
I didn't, no.
Oh, well. I did think you might have mentioned it by now if you had.
Do you think the BBC security would let them through?
Yes.
Because well, remember...
yeah.
When that phone went yesterday morning, I was like, oh, how exciting they're here. And it was a man to come and collect his exercise bike from upstairs. Hi, there's some time travellers in reception. Okay, send them down. Next.
A time machine won't make Becky younger. Tim.
Eh?
This is because yesterday in the time travel, you said to me, where do you want to go? And I said, back to university. A bit like Zac Efron in 17 again. I don't think it works like that.
No,
though,
well, it's not going to make you any younger, is it? Good point. This is Radio 1.